we could do with a host. Because I haven't got a script. I don't know what to say.
I don't either.
We'll just have to wing it.
Hello, Who Dat Nation. Thanks for joining us on the 2-Point Instant Reaction Show. I am your host tonight, Scott. We don't have Jeff or Ben on, so we're going to be kind of winging it a little bit. We are going to be discussing tonight the instant reaction to the loss to the Kansas City Chiefs, 32-29. I do not have a number right now. But maybe one of these other guys do. So joining me from the UK is James. James, how you doing? You got a number?
Yeah, evening, Scott, or should I say morning? Yeah, really. 1 o'clock in the morning here. I'm probably a 2. It's nearly Christmas, so I've started drinking again, defying doctor's orders. That was probably a game that I should have a few beers through, and it proved to be the case.
Definitely, definitely. Gunn is joining us as well. Gunn, how are you feeling? Do you have a number?
I'm booze free, but I've had about 4 gummy bears today. So
gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere. High adventure that's beyond compare. They are the gummy bears.
It was a fun game. You know, I'm sad to see us lost. We didn't get blown out. The stat line is going to look atrocious for Breeze, and I'm glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And we also have Jason with us, who is joining us from his car after leaving the Saints game. He actually got to go to the game today. Jason, how are you doing?
You know, weird. I feel weird. Yeah, it felt like I went to a high school game in the Dome. With the lack of people, and the way the seating was weird too. I can get about that later, but I guess I didn't think we were going to win today. But when your offense only puts together 2 good drives for the first, I don't know, 55 minutes, you just can't compete with the Chiefs. It's impossible.
Yeah.
So I mean, hats off to the defense. The defense did all they could.
Yeah, you know, let's get into it a little bit. And Jason, I hope, you know, for the big show tomorrow, we can kind of get more of a detail of kind of your game day experience in the COVID world. Be interesting to kind of hear that story. But, you know, the defense, I mean, hey, they did what they could. You know, Mahomes is Mahomes. And they did the best they could. You know, he's going to scramble around and run and create plays, and he did that somewhat. But, you know, for the most part, I feel like we kind of held them down at least for a while. I know we had, how many sacks? At least 3 or 4 sacks on Mahomes? I believe
4. I think it was 4. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they played well. You know, Romo kind of pointed out a couple times during the telecast that, you know, we were playing 2 safeties deep most of the game. And then eventually they were going to start probably trying to run on us. And they kind of did. And you can kind of tell towards the end of the game that, you know, we were kind of tired and worn down on defense because they had been out there most of the game. I mean, James and I were talking before we came on. The time of possession is ridiculous. I mean, Kansas City had the ball for 41 minutes and 14 seconds. We had the ball 18 minutes and 46 seconds. So
they ran so many more. Yeah, they ran so many more plays than we did.
Yes.
I think they ran 92 plays.
Yes, 92 to 52 total plays. They ran 92, you ran 52.
It's going to be very hard to beat the Chiefs when you give them the ball that much. When you give them 92 plays, when you give Mahomes and that offense that many opportunities, you know, it's clear that the ball control offense was not the game plan for us today. And hopefully when we meet them again in the Super Bowl, it will be. You know, I feel better about the next time that we meet, given that we only lost by 3 without any receiving core today. But that's way too many plays for the Chiefs, man.
Yeah,
that was the real surprise. The real surprising thing to me was the game. I didn't like the game plan at all.
Yeah, we didn't really run the ball a lot to kind of get ball control. You know, at the beginning of the game, Kamara had 2 runs for 10 yards, so 5 yards a carry. But we were throwing the ball around. You know, we didn't really wake up as an offense until we were down 14. And you know, with Drew coming off the injury, you would thought, hey, let's run the ball, maybe do some short plays, you know, things like that, kind of getting him comfortable, knock the rust off. But that wasn't what we saw. And kind of to Gunn's point, you know, we were down basically to Emmanuel Sanders and 3 practice squad guys at receiver. If we're, you know, no Thomas, no Galladay, no Harris, you know, if we're a full strength of receiver, I think it's possibly a win. I mean, we only lost by 3 with a lot of players out.
Yeah, I mean, they ran 92 plays. I mean, we only conceded 32 points, and one of those was on a very short field from Breeze's interception. You know, like you said at the start, the defense did everything they could to win the game today. I don't think starting Breeze today was the right decision in hindsight.
Quite possible not.
I don't know whether it would have been any different if Taysom Hill would have started today, but yeah. It's just frustrating because we know that with that play at the end of the second half, with the punt return that was should have been a touchdown, we're having a very different conversation now, potentially.
Yeah, you know, Anzalone misses that fumble in the end zone, and that's a huge swing right there of points if we get that instead of it going out the back of the end zone and getting the safety. Also, third down efficiency, we were 1 for 11 on third down. I mean, you're not going to win.
Yeah, so many 3 and outs. Yeah. Early game, man. It's just, oh, it was so frustrating sitting there. You know, being down, it's like we were playing pretty much. Defense was doing what they could, but the offense was just so bad.
All the stats that you've read out so far indicate if somebody was looking at the stats rather than the score, that this game should have been an absolute blowout.
Yes, absolutely. It should have been, looking at the stats, for sure. You know, another huge stat, and we had 10 penalties for 93 yards. They had 5 for 54. It almost seemed like, you know, the NFL ref crew wasn't the greatest. I think we had quite a few calls that against us that weren't legit, and I think that there were a lot of calls, holding calls specifically on the Chiefs that weren't called. I mean, this stat here, the Chiefs have been flagged for offensive holding 20 times in the first 13 games, second most holding penalties in the NFL, and I got 0 holding penalties called against them tonight. Now, how do you explain that? The second most penalized team for holding calls in the NFL, and they had 0 called against them today.
They must have had a really good week of practice and cleaned it up. That's all we can say.
I guess.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
I'm sick and tired of all the fucking flags on both sides. It's like, let these dudes play, man. So, some stuff's just so fucking ticky-tack. Just why do they need to throw the fucking flag? It ruins the game. It ruins the pace of the game.
And then on top of us, you know, missing players to start the game, we lost some players during the game. Pete, which I don't know how big of a deal that was. You
he
know.
Came back in, didn't he? Or did he?
Did
not?
He did. He did. Okay. But you could tell. Yeah, you could tell he wasn't. I mean, he was still limping around. But yeah, losing Traquan hurt.
Traquan, Marcus Williams.
Marcus Williams, Hendrickson late.
Hendrickson, Cam. I'm not going to get into the. I'm not getting to the Cam thing right now because me and James were going at it a little bit on the chat. I'm not getting into the Cam situation right now. We'll talk about that more tomorrow.
But then you talk about holding. Like Cam was being held that entire play that he.
Yeah, he was.
Where he ended up punching the guy.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm going to skip the whole Cam thing for now. But yeah, he definitely was being held the whole time on that play. So yeah, I mean, just overall. Only lose by 3 with those stat lines is pretty impressive.
See, with some of those plays Mahomes was making, man, it's just like we defended it as good as we could, and he still pulls the shit out of his ass. It's like,
yeah, I mean, like that one, that one touchdown pass he threw in the corner of the end zone, like in the back of the corner of the end zone. I mean, that was just unfreaking real.
Yeah.
That was and right in front of you, wasn't it, Jason? That was where you sat.
Right in front of the corner, but it was in the corner. It's like I couldn't actually see whether he was, whether his feet were in or not. The seating, whatever, the covering over the stand was blocking my view. Yeah.
You know, looking at Mahomes' stats, they're not all that different than Breeze's total stats. I mean, Mahomes threw for 254 for three touchdowns. Breeze threw for 234 for three touchdowns and one interception. So it was only 20 yards less, same amount of touchdowns. Breeze did have that one interception. So if you look at Breeze's stats.
What were the attempts?
But so Mahomes was 26 of 47. Breeze was 15 of 34.
Wow.
That's the stat that's bad.
Yeah, wasn't great.
Yeah. And Breeze was 9 of 27 at one point.
Oh.
Yeah. He started off 0 for 6 to start.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those, I think, completions came on that last drive when we scored the touchdown to Humphreys. Kind of to what James said, you know, maybe they shouldn't have brought him back this game. It would have been interesting to see maybe what the game plan would have been with Taysom Hill, because you know there probably would have been a lot more running, at least from Taysom Hill, out of the backfield. When you do that, you milk the clock more, you get, you know, more time for your defense to rest, you get Mahomes not on the field as much. So it would have been interesting to kind of see that, but it is what it is. You know,
you didn't even see him in the second half.
Who, Taysom?
Yeah. I don't remember seeing him in. I don't even know. Did he even play in the? It seemed like he didn't even play in the second half.
He was gunner on punt.
Oh, they're on, outside of on special teams, but not on offense. Yeah, yeah. I feel like he wasn't even in there.
That'd have to be something I have to go back and look and see. I'm not 100% sure, and it's very possible
I do wonder whether the Jameis Winston news before the game started impacted his role today, because obviously he was the backup quarterback and he wasn't going to be the backup quarterback if Jameis Winston was there.
Right. Yeah, I think that would have to have done some. I know Drew took a shot to the ribs on one pass. I don't know if once Peyton saw that, he's like, maybe I shouldn't put him in as much. I don't know. Definitely interesting to see on that.
Maybe the one good thing about Breeze playing today is he kind of knocked the rust off, because he was incredibly rusty early on. So,
right.
Maybe going forward, it's a good thing.
Maybe so. You know, we're still at 10-4. You know, we still are in the playoffs. We'll have to win one of the last two games to clinch the division. You know, we have Minnesota next week, who I believe lost today to the Bears.
They were not good today.
And, you know, then the Panthers, I believe, lost as well.
They lost.
Yeah, they lost to the Packers.
So we'll see what these next two games hold. Anybody have anything else they want to cover or any kind of final thoughts?
For me, it's just I'd like to see us play them again with a full-strength offense, because I think that might be the thing that tips it in our balance. I mean, we've probably played Mahomes as well as anybody has this year, apart from the Raiders beat them, didn't they, early on in the season. You know, our defense played Mahomes well today. He's just a freak. You know, he's the best player in the NFL by some margin. And that was the difference today.
Yeah, and I'm a little worried the fact that we have a short week and play on Friday this week. Like, all the guys that got injured today, it's hard for me to think they're going to be able to play on Friday.
Yeah, that's true. Now, as far as Cam getting ejected, since I was in the second half, I don't know. I know college, like, if you get ejected in the second half, you have to sit out the first half of the next game. Is that?
That's I don't not think like that's the way it is.
I don't believe that to be the case.
Okay.
No.
He'll just get fined.
Yeah.
I've got my final thought, Scott.
Go ahead, Gunn.
Jared Cook looks just like Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern show. It's like they were separated at birth. And one's the giant version of the other.
And you know, he plays like
probably,
him too.
They probably could catch the ball about the same. Yeah. Yeah. Same awareness rating in Madden as Beetlejuice.
I mean, Cook was just god awful. And you could see Drew's getting on him, and he was kind of still trying to defend himself. You know, Cook was, as far as like, you know, he kept saying, well, why? You know, what did I do? Or whatever. Man, he needs to go. He's just garbage. It's time to bring in the big fish and put Troutman in and let's roll. But
yeah, I agree with that one.
All right. Well, I guess that's all the show we have for you. Join us tomorrow night. I guess it's be tomorrow. If, I don't know if we're live streaming. Join us for the big show later in the week. How about that?
There you go.
Like us on Twitter at Dome Patrol Podcast, I think it is. They have also have Dome Patrol UK. Follow Gunn at Taking the Over. And he'll have his show later this week. And also BS and Beer Show will have their shows up this week. I think they're at BS and Beer on Twitter. I think that is everyone that we've covered on Twitter. You can, don't forget to join, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or you can listen to the show the old-fashioned way, Don't Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Time to say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, barking donkeys.
Bye-bye, barking dog. Beetlejuice-looking donkeys.
Good night, Hoodat Nation.
Later.